you know, those things become he said, she said, and then someone writes a book denying everything. And I said, I won't do that. And the girl that was helping me with it, I asked her, why should I do this? And she said, because when Johnny Cash died, he never did his memoirs. And a lot of musical heritage is gone. And we'll never get it. She said, I think it's important to do this for your sake. And more importantly, I have identical twin boys who are 8 years old. And I want them to know what my life was about. So in doing this, I gave them a chance to someday read this and say, oh, that's what he did.
Is there one thing in the book, is there one thing about you that you want people to know that we don't already?
That I really, you know, I cared about people and I cared about things, and that I have been phenomenally lucky to be in point A, to get to point B, to point B, to C. I started out in jazz. I was a jazz bass player for 10 years with a really good avant-garde jazz group, and then went to the New Christy Minstrels, which is the ultimate in simplicity, but it was music with a message, and I think that stuck with me.
Kenny, I remember watching you on TV through the years. Always loved it when you got a good laugh. Is there a place in the book where we're all going to get a good laugh with you?
Oh, there's a lot of those. You know, because the way they write these things, which is amazing to me, is they say, I said, I don't have time to write this. And they said, well, give Patsy 20 hours and tell her all your stories, and she'll put it in an order. But Patsy developed stage 4 breast cancer, and she passed away, or lung cancer, excuse me, and she passed away. So I took all the stories back and rewrote them personally. And I've got a kind of a warped sense of humor anyway, and I talk about one of my ex-wives. You'll love that.
Just about out of time. We're talking with Kenny Rogers. The title of the book is Luck or Something Like It. You know, fame can be so fleeting. Clearly, it is more than luck that has given you so many successes throughout your career.
Well, you know, I'm a believer that the longer it takes you to reach your pinnacle, the longer your glide ratio down. So I'm really fortunate. I think if you go straight up, you come straight down. And it took me a while to get there, and I've kind of made some friends along the way, and I'm surprised how much people will do for people they like and how much they won't do for people they don't like. So you try to make people like you on the way up, because you're going to pass the same people on the way down.